Welcome to Frank Jordan's Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Commentary. Now, here's Frank.
You know, whiskey makes a man see double, feel single, and act like a half-wit. Now smile, and let's talk about life. As an allergy sufferer, all my life, histamine was one of the first really big words I learned. Histamine's bad. Antihistamine's good. But what is a histamine? A histamine is a natural substance produced by the body and located in tissues throughout the body. In an allergic response, a harmless allergen stimulates the release of antibodies, which attach themselves to masked immune cells. When histamine is released from the mast cells, it may cause one or more of many allergic symptoms. While having some good properties, released in error, histamines can make many miserable with allergies from hay fever to allergic asthma. When a person is allergic to a particular substance or allergen, such as a food or house dust, the immune system mistakenly believes that the harmless allergen substance is actually harmful to the body. In an attempt to protect the body, the immune system prompts helper T cells and mast cells to release histamines into the bloodstream in error. Excess histamines create histamine intolerance, and that increases vascular permeability, and that's the ability of fluids to leak through capillaries into the tissues. This fluid release creates symptoms of allergies, including sneezing, coughing, runny nose, congestion, nasal passage swelling, difficult breathing and wheezing, stomach cramps, and itchy, runny eyes. Histamines also increase blood vessel dilation, which causes decreased blood pressure, increased pulse rate, and it wreaks havoc in constriction of the bronchi in the lungs, and that manifests as asthma. To stop histamine allergic responses, antihistamines are often used, and they inhibit these allergic response symptoms. Antihistamine medications work by attempting to prevent the released histamines from attaching to histamine receptor sites, and thus they help to fight allergy symptoms caused by an allergic reaction, often with unwanted side effects. Histamines are also released as a neurotransmitter. Histamine neurons in the brain increase wakefulness and prevent sleep. Antihistamines taken which cross the blood-brain barrier produce drowsiness, fatigue, and even memory and cognitive issues. Newer form antihistamines are designed not to cross the blood-brain barrier and thus do not produce drowsiness or fatigue. As a note, antihistamines in cough remedies have been found to be ineffective in most cases and to be avoided by children in the old form. Suggested is taking a gram of vitamin C 3 times daily, and that stops formation of histamine. And MG beta-glucan and NSC24 or NSC100 extra strength, they nutritionally help to minimize or eliminate unwanted histamine release by the helper T cells and address the cause rather than symptoms. Dollars are precious. You want to try something before you buy, and none of those shipping and handling the add-on gimmicks, please. NSC wants you to have a free sample pack of NSC 100 Ammunition Extra Strength Glucan, a $15 value, absolutely free, with zero shipping and handling. NSC Ammunition Extra Strength Glucan is a potent nutritional immune booster, no prescription needed. The call is free, too. Help your body help you by calling 888-541-3997 or at NSC24.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The products mentioned are not intended to diagnose, mitigate, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When overwhelmed, seek the peace of Christ. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Now go in faith and peace.